Capital CarShare has been around since the summer of 2014. It was formed as a way for folks, when we address the first and last mile for transportation, to be able to connect communities that may have not had a car rental service available, and obviously certainly when it comes to credit availability. And that really came out of the idea from the Capital District Transportation Committee that decided that it was something worthwhile to explore. You look into other cities, other municipalities across the country, and you find that these nonprofit car sharing operations exist and have been succeeding through the support of obviously a city, through a metropolitan planning organization such as the Capital District Transportation Committee. And we've been doing this for now the last 2.5 years. And it's been really a great thing to see that the community supports this. And, you know, we look forward to obviously being able to serve not just the city of Albany, but other places locally.
How many members are in the group right now?
We currently have about 220 members, which is a great number, we feel. And we have 7 vehicles in service, pretty much exclusively right now in the downtown Albany area.
Any plans to expand that to other neighborhoods?
We would certainly love to expand to any neighborhood that needs us. We certainly are trying to work with other cities, other municipalities, in order to see if there's an opportunity for us to come into those areas in a successful way. One of the issues with that is it's not just as simple as dropping a car into a neighborhood. In order for a car sharing operation to really work, you need to start off with at least a couple of vehicles so that when one of those vehicles is in use, there's something else available for those members to utilize. So it does need to be something that is planned and something that there's accommodations made for. We certainly are looking for cities that are interested or starting to develop the infrastructure for electric vehicles and electric charging stations. Those are certainly the kind of communities that we would love to be a part of, because we could really help to decrease some of the CO2 emissions in a much larger way by utilizing some of those technologies.
And what are your 220 members, what do they feel is the biggest advantage to car sharing?
When I first came into this, I really thought that we were going to have a lot of members who were basically, you know, the kind of folks who had made that decision to be more green, the people who, you know, had made a choice to not have a vehicle. But what I found is that we really have a really interesting mix in the community. There are certainly those people who say, I really want to make a difference. I want to take away and make a little bit less damage from my personal vehicle use. But then we also have a lot of members who, for one reason or another, aren't able to own a vehicle, whether that's just simple economics, or some people who maybe might not be able to get reasonable insurance. You know, insurance in New York State can be very, very costly for automobiles, particularly if you've had a little, a little ding. There are certainly some people who just find that it's just less expensive for them because the insurance is included. We do cover them under our insurance. So it's really kind of a mixture.
Of the 220, how many are active most of the time?
We end up with usually about 70 people per month who are active. You know, some people have joined just to, you know, there are certainly people who just want to support what we're doing and make sure that we stick around. And then there are some other people, too, who just use it as a backup. So it's a very inexpensive thing. It's $5 a month for our basic membership. So it's nice to just have that extra peace of mind in case something goes wrong with a vehicle. In terms of cost, AAA does a study every year to find out what's the actual cost of owning a private vehicle. What's it cost you to own a car? And the figure comes in at around a little bit under $10,000 per year. So that's maintenance, gasoline, insurance, car payments, that type of thing. Comparatively, people who are utilizing car share, as well as other public transportation, CDTA and so forth, we found that our members are hitting right around the $3,000 mark. From that standpoint, it's definitely a more economically beneficial arrangement as well. And when you think about the fact that the vehicle that you're spending close to 10 grand a year on is basically sitting parked in a driveway or parked somewhere, whereas with car sharing, you know, you're really paying for the time that you're using. You're not paying for something that's just sitting there parked.
How easy is it for folks to use the system, once they're a member of Capital Car Share, and let's say, okay, I decide I need a car on Tuesday, what do I do next?
It's very self-service. So for people who have access to computers or to smartphones, basically they can pick and rent their car 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just doing it themselves online. It's very simple. It's very easy to use. And they can basically be driving a car within 5 minutes of making that reservation. We do have some members, and we accommodate people who may not have access to technology. And in that case, you know, they give us a call and we make the reservations for them. But a majority of our members just love the fact that they can just do it in the middle of the night if they need to go out and do it themselves online within a couple of quick minutes.
Any downsides or bumps in the road for Capital Car Share?
We did have a vehicle recently that was involved in an accident, but fortunately, our member was not injured. We did end up losing our first vehicle, and that's always a little bit difficult to deal with. But generally speaking, it's been going really well. People are incredibly supportive of the concept, and the number of people who say to me all the time, thank you so much for having this service here, and thank you for being there, is really incredible.
Since Capital Car Share is a nonprofit organization, I would assume then that if someone wanted to, they could actually donate a brand new car to the organization.
People can donate. We are a 501c3, so any donations are tax deductible. And we're certainly looking to work with anyone who is interested in donating vehicles that would work in our fleet.
With a new year coming, and it looks like the transportation picture may be changing throughout upstate New York, especially if Uber and Lyft are granted access to begin their services here in the Capital Region. Where do you see an organization like Capital Car Share going from here? And are there any other expansion plans, or maybe add a bike sharing service or something?
Well, I think certainly when it comes to adding different transportation options in the Capital Region, we are still positioned in a great way to still be part of that conversation as, you know, we look into expanding bike share. I know CDTA is working on that right now, and whether or not the legislature actually passes ride sharing in the upcoming year. But certainly we are well positioned to be able to address, you know, folks' transportation needs and wants in the coming year.
So how do folks get in touch if they want to get more information about car sharing or they would like to become a member?
Well, we have our office on Lark Street, 194 Lark Street, and they can certainly visit us at capitalcarshare.org.